application for the Department of Army permit, Old Cheese Plant Road, Stream Bank Stabilization Permit, number 19-111, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Morning. I have a letter dated September 24, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he is recommending the commission approve application and authorize Mr. Huff and Mr. Lewis to execute applications to obtain the contemplated permits.
On a side note, is your arm sore?
Yeah.
Do you need any help lifting your pen or anything?
No, do you have the corrected one, the one with block 20?
It's in them right here, the mics.
The block 20 reason for discharge doesn't mean
it's
to be
written in the corrected. They corrected it.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah, it says the stream bank stabilization to mitigate against further erosion of the stream bank near roadway and to rehabilitate the stream bank.
Correct.
So it did need to be changed.
Yeah, he's right. Got the correct one.
Okay.
Before it was blank.
Move to approve the application and authorize Devin Huff and Ellen Lewis to execute the application and to perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
Would you repeat the last of that motion? I just didn't hear it.
Authorize Devin Huff and Ellen Lewis to execute the application and to perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
And I probably just didn't catch all the motion. You told what the application was. Okay. But we say the application. We don't need to say what type of application, who's with, or...
Right now, we're agendized for application for Department of the Army permit, Old Cheese Plant Road stream bank stabilization permit. So,
yeah.
I'll amend my motion to include the application for Department of the Army permit for the Old Cheese Plant Road stream bank stabilization.
Second on the amended motion.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Application for the Department of Army permit, Fairview Church Road, Low Water Crossing permit, number 19-112, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated September 24, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he recommends the commission vote to approve the application and authorize Devin Huff and Evan Lewis to execute applications and perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the application for Department of the Army permit for Fairview Church Road Low Water Crossing and authorize Devin Huff and Evan Lewis to execute the application and to perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I only have one court order for you. And it is a personal property paid abatement, so it's a refund. It's abatement number 300305. This account was duplicated with account number 40030. So it was a double assessment.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated September 30th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion of county insurance.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have before you a packet that I prepared with just a little bit of information for you guys. This will serve as a update with us as well as what we've encountered regarding your upcoming renewal, which is part of the process that we go through each year in looking at this. I'll get to that right away in that basically I just cut and pasted over for you a copy of an email from MOPERM that's in there. And basically what we're facing there is about a 13 to 14% rate increase that comes from MOPERM Direct. Also, if you'll note, they said that that's where they feel it will be in the case of Taney County. Each carrier we represent has its own loss ratios that they incur in trying to be profitable in writing business. MOPERM is the largest writer of tax districts in the state. It's a public entity pool, though, that was designed years ago as a crisis happened where there was no one that would insure tax districts such as the county within the state of Missouri. So they are basically a state entity. We have since that time, since the late 70s, once they were instituted, the market has changed dramatically to where there are other carriers and players that do write this on a regular basis. So I just wanted to bring it to your guys' attention. I'll do whatever you guys want, whatever the county's commission's wishes are. We're just here to be a servant of what you guys wish to do. If you would like to shop the insurance, we will do so. If you'd rather not even question that and just go ahead with the renewal, we will process it as such. But I didn't want to get down to December and then have you guys feeling like you're trapped and no decision to be made. That increase is somewhere in the $50,000 to $60,000 range is what that increase will be dollar-wise. And again, I leave it up to the commission's decision as to what they would like us to do on their behalf.
So where it says that on the average is 13 to 14%, and she would expect exactly that to be Taney's, then where it says property will only increase for inflation 2.19.
That's just the property insurance itself versus the liability. MOPERM, when they were created, they do not have property on their own, so they've gotten a third-party vendor to do the property for them, but they fold it all under one deal. So the liability that she addresses is your professional liability, law enforcement, general liability, auto liability. So therefore, those are what she's speaking to in the liability forms. But that's what that pulls out to be in a number, again, though, is around a $50,000 to $60,000 increase. So it's up to you guys on what you would like us to do.
Do you have any idea what the other companies that would be? We want the best value and the best service for the value.
I know that there's been some concerns in the years past about coverages and all that. Well, we'll present you if we do go to market for you as a comparison line by line of the liability coverages, number one. So we want to make sure that we're getting a valid decision and an informed decision. From our standpoint, our agency has become one of the largest riders of tax districts in the state. So not only MOPERM, we have Travelers and various other carriers as well. So what my opinion would be is that we would go to market if you so choose, and then we would bring you back those options. to answer your question, I don't believe that there's as big an increase in the other markets as I'm seeing with MOPERM on this specific issue.
If we go to market, does MOPERM have the ability to then re...
If you leave MOPERM, there is a tail with them.
Well, not necessarily leave them. Well, we can get pricing from other companies, and it doesn't affect what MOPERM's already...
Correct.
That's what I wondered.
And they may come around. I don't know. But right now, they're telling us 13 to 14%.
So we would be at nothing to...
Yeah, I guess that's... Is there any con to not... No. Out? Well, then I think we should probably go to market and see what...
Okay. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
I just wanted to inform you early of it and then execute it. There will be some work on both of our sides, and we'll work with Don in regards to that. And then, again, we'll bring back a comparison and coverage comparison.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everything's like what Sheila was saying, comparable, or until we know what we're getting.
As do we.
Yeah, I think that'd be in the best interest of the county.
Okay.
Do we need to... vote on that?
No, I just wanted some direction. Secondly, there I've laid out some things for you guys also. There's an upcoming seminar. We put on 3 to 4 human resource seminars per year that are a benefit to the county. They are all HR-based. They're usually done on a survey after each one of them as to what HR professionals want to see. On the back of that one, it will also spell out for you what we're talking about is marijuana in the workplace and how that's going to affect us in the state as we move forward. It seems to be quite a hot ticket item, for lack of a better term, and something that has a lot of controversy around it as well. So that will be upcoming at the 1st of November. If anyone wants to attend from the county, there's no limit on who attends or how many. So that's left totally up to the people of the county. It's open to anybody that works here, though. Secondly, I have a listing there of professionals that's got pictures with it, of people that work for the agency. And what's happening there is where we in June were originally going to roll this out and actually didn't get to it till August. But what we are doing is having an enhancement of other people that will interact with the county on our behalf to try and give you more bodies than just myself to stop out and assist with things. As that goes along, there's a meeting this Thursday, I believe it is, with Don and Devin from the Road and Bridge. And I laid in there another piece in there that has HR items and a listing of things that we do. We actually have picked up a automated video enhancement for human resources. So basically there's a checklist. You've just gotten an abbreviated list there. But there's over 300 videos already made by this company that will then be given to the HR, and they're going to review that this Thursday with some of my staff and go over that. But what it would allow the county to do is enhance some of their HR items and allow them to give videos that they could push out to various individuals or all the employees of the county, and then there would be a follow-up test that ensues after that they take. If they do not pass it by over 70%, then they're asked to retake the test. It can vary in any types of various HR and OSHA issues, which in our conversation last week, Devin was expressing concern over OSHA and some other things. And so what it'll allow us to do is, much like he's having each year, the rodeo coming up on the 10th of October, he'll have those annual events like that, but with risk mitigation and HR, we're finding that they need to be repeatedly brought up, like on a quarterly basis or with all new employees. And this will give you a way of doing it that would be very low touch, but it would create follow through. And also those tests, after they're taken, would be stored electronically. So then if you get into employees or problems, they would have that in their human resource files. And I just wanted you guys to be aware we are trying to do some things there with that.
So these are like videos, and they would just would they just contact you for the video, and then they would, how would that work?
It'd be all on site. That's what the staff is coming over to train Don and Devin on this week and show them how it works.
Okay.
And then if they like it and they want to use it, we'll provide it. and then the service would then